saw, do you know what happened today?
No.
Amina got caught by her parents smoking.
What? No, man.
I'm serious.
I mean, smoking is...
Yes, yes, it's terrible, right?
Yes, that's why you shouldn't be telling me, Aisha. It's ghibit.
That's nothing. When I say smoking, I meant smoking pot and not the one you use on the stove.
Did you see her do it?
No, not exactly. But her cousin told me.
Well, you didn't see it with your own eyes, did you?
Hello? Why would her cousin lie?
The thing is, we never saw it, so we can't speak of it. And even if it's true, we can't talk of it because that is a major sin. Backbiting is a terrible sin.
It was narrated from Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Do you know what a ghiba, backbiting, is?" They, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, replied, "Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best." He said, "Saying something about your brother that he dislikes." It was said, "But what if what I am saying about my brother is true?" He said, "If what you have said is true, then you have backbitten him. But if what you have said is not true, then you have slandered him."
Once in Ramadan, two Sahabiyat were feeling extremely weak to the point of death. So permission was asked for them to break their fast. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called them and then asked them to vomit. And when they vomited, there were pieces of flesh that came out. Their sin had caused their weakness.
Ew, Saliha.
You're feeling gross now, but that's exactly what happens to us every time we speak bad of another person. We are eating their flesh. They were Sahaba, so Allah showed them their mistake instantly. We speak bad all the time, and we don't even feel bad about it.
Oh gosh, you're so dry. Everything is haram for you. If we can't talk about people, what exactly must we talk of?
Oh, Aish, maybe take an interest in other things that will help you find better topics. Speak good of people.
But people aren't really good these days. They do such stupid things. It's almost as if they want you to make ghibah of them.
That's just shaitan. Do you really want to give your good deeds away to someone who you spoke bad of? That's exactly what it is. You speak bad of someone, they get your good. We have so few good actions. We need to save it. A person who doesn't guard his tongue has destroyed his fasting and Taraweeh in Ramadan.
It's going to be really, really tough. But I will try my best. This Ramadan, I will make my thoughts and tongue fast.
Insha'Allah, me as well. And after that too.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Whoever believes in Allah and the last day should speak good or remain silent."